It's McCurley in the morning on this Wednesday, June the 17th, and 8 o'clock hour about to start with some hit-kicking country, but in between, I've got a guest in here, and someone that I've come to know in the last couple of weeks, and he's doing a great job for Radio Alabama, and I want to introduce you to Mason Bowden. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm at UAB right now, and I'm starting an internship here, and I'm cousins with Lee, so it's fun.
Always great to be related to the owner, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You get those perks, man.
He's taking care of me.
Hey, listen, Lee's a great guy. All right, so you're from Birmingham. Where'd you go to high school?
Spain Park.
Spain Park.
Yes, sir.
Brothers, sisters?
I have one twin.
One twin.
Yes, sir.
So have y'all ever played tricks on people?
No, we're completely opposite.
It's completely opposite. Okay. Well, all right, so tell me, what was great about Spain Park? Did you like it, dislike it? Great place to go?
It was fun. It was fun. We weren't always the best in high school, but I just always hurt. Pulled my ACL three times, but I had great friends, so it's a great place.
Tore your ACL three times.
In high school.
So you've been through some surgeries.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so tell me this. What sports did you play?
Played football, basketball for a little bit, and baseball for a little bit, but football was the main sport, and threw some javelin.
Was football your best sport, would you say?
Yes, sir.
What position did you play?
Tight end.
Tight end. Did you ever get any offers to go in and play anywhere else?
No, sir.
Did you want to?
I wanted to, but always banged up.
Where would you want to go?
The dream would be Auburn, but
hey, I hear you, buddy. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about your mom and dad. What do they do?
My mom works at Hoover, and then my dad, he's a coach at Berry Middle School.
She works at Hoover High School?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you guys played Hoover, did she wear the orange and black buck colors,
yes,
or
sir.
Did she wear the little powder blue? And
she wore the powder blue.
I hear you. Yes, you got to pull for your kids, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell me, you're at UAB now.
Yes, sir.
Like UAB?
I like it a lot. It's good.
Yeah, the Blazer, that's a great school, man. I've had so many friends go and graduate from UAB and different things, a lot of great things. Especially in the world of medicine, in the world of doctrine, and they're just, it's a great school.
Yes, sir.
So what year are you at UAB?
I'm a rising senior.
Rising senior.
Yes, sir.
I hear you. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mason a little bit more about what he's doing here at Radio Alabama. I'm trying to introduce you to all these young bucks that we got in here because they're going to take my job one day. Hopefully soon. No, just kidding. But Mason's a great young man, and we're going to talk to him. I'm going to get his ideas on some sports stuff and also what he's doing at UAB. Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. Mason Bowden in studio with me. He is a senior going to be at UAB and, of course, graduated high school from Spain Park. Now, I believe I told you this a few weeks ago, but I've got a buddy of mine that I graduated high school here at Sylacauga with that his whole family went, his kids went to Spain Park. Kirk Close, his kids, Alex, they were really good baseball players, went on to play at Liberty. And
nice.
All right, so tell me, UAB, why UAB over Auburn, Alabama, Troy? Why UAB for you?
My dad played football there, and it was just the proximity to home, and just save a little bit of money.
So
good school, great school,
oh yeah,
great business school.
So what years did he play football? Do you remember?
It was around 97 to 2000, maybe. It was around those times.
What position did he play?
O-line. He's a
really big, he's a big old dude.
Yes, sir.
I hear you. What was his first name?
Matt
Bowden.
From a small town called Louisville. It's probably an hour away. Probably an hour and a half away. It's kind of by Troy. So
okay.
It's very
down
small.
South Alabama. All right. So so what are you doing at UAB? What you wanting to go into?
I'm studying industrial distribution, and I have a minor in medical equipment. I want to get in the medical sales. just really whatever opportunity comes, I just got to make a bunch of connections and figure it all out.
Make a bunch of cash.
Yes, sir.
I'll ask you, are you single?
Yes, sir.
You listen, let me tell you ladies something out there. This is a very, very marketable, bright young man.
Oh.
I'm hitting you up, Mason.
Thank you.
If he's interested in any ladies, I'm telling you, he would be a great catch. Thank he and Alex, I need to take he and Alex out and see who would be the winning bargain here. He's a UAB Blazer too.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So we got a couple here now.
Yep. Well, listen. Tell us what you're doing here at Radio Alabama. I know Lee's got you doing several things. What are some of the things you've been doing?
I've been doing a bunch of ad sales sheets.
Ad sales sheets. I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we need all those. I mean, hopefully we need every one of them. So music-wise, now I'm going to say a conglomeratory of radio stations. We own 13 stations. We own everything, maybe with the exception of rap. Now, we don't have a hard acid rock station, but we do have some rock stations, some pop, country, Christian. What is Mason's favorite music?
I like some country. I like some Zach Bryan, some Ella Langley, Morgan Wallen. They're all good.
So you like the new country?
I like some Pearl Jam, too.
Okay.
They're good.
All right. So have you had a chance to tour all the facilities and everything?
Yeah, I've seen a whole bunch of stuff. I've seen a bunch of towers and everything. It's pretty cool.
All right.
Goes into it.
Absolutely. Lee kind of gives everybody the grand tour. Well, Mason's going to stick around a couple more times with me. And next segment, we're going to talk about some of his playing days, and we're going to talk about some Auburn Tiger stuff that maybe he remembers, not want to remember, or he's still a young man. That's JP John Party and Luke Bryan, Cowboys and Plowboys on Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. Mason Bowden in studio with me today. He's a Spain Park Jaguar, but he's also a very good Auburn Tiger fan.
Yes,
and
sir.
All right, so since you've been alive, first of all, why Auburn?
My dad's a big Auburn fan.
Really?
And just better than Bama.
Okay, so. I got to ask you, most memorable thing you've liked to see either at Auburn or UAB, but probably
most
Auburn.
Memorable thing I've seen, like in person?
Yeah.
I would say the Ricardo Lewis game against Georgia again, 2013.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Prayer Jordan Hare.
Yes, sir.
A lot of good things that year.
I've seen a lot of bad things, too.
Absolutely. I've seen a lot of bad ones. Last year wasn't really good.
Oh, no.
Not in football.
I was at Georgia and Alabama, and I was at the Alabama game when Milroe did that 4th-and-31.
Oh, yeah, that was good wrenching right there. All right, so let me ask you. Georgia game last year. Your thoughts on the play before half?
I mean, still, bottom line, you can't fumble the ball, but it was a touchdown.
Well,
I'm going to say that because I'm an Auburn fan, but it should have been a touchdown, but still can't do that.
Well, you're right. It should have been a touchdown, but I'm going to say this in return, too. If it was not a touchdown, it was a fumble, it should have been a touchdown for Georgia.
I agree on
you
that.
Know, but so I say they missed it all the way around. And one thing that was totally missed on that play, can you tell me what it was?
On that play?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the touchdown for Georgia.
Right.
I know.
The touchdown for Auburn.
Was it Kirby Smart doing something probably that game?
Well, no. But I will tell you, go back and look. Our quarterback that fumbled the football.
He didn't do.
No. He was hit with targeting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember
the guy that hit him with the crown of his helmet in the top of his helmet, that's targeting. Any way you want to look at it.
They ain't going to call it.
They didn't call it.
We didn't get many calls that game.
So, you know, number one, we didn't get any calls in that game. We didn't get any calls in the Oklahoma game.
Oh, that one was
good. And I started kind of feeling like, do they have something against us or something?
I think they did year.
A vendetta. But all right, so your thoughts on what you think we're going to be like in football this year?
I like Golish a lot this year. He's been doing good. I think they're going to do a lot better, a lot more consistent, way better coaching. But I like what he's doing on the recruiting too, and that's getting me excited.
Yeah, to me, he's saying the right things.
That's right.
He looks the part. He says the part. Now we just got to see the difference on the field. But I'm going to say this. They're putting a lot of price tag on Bryce Brown, maybe rightfully so. Maybe he's something that a lot of people don't know much about. He can be that diamond in the rough. But I'm going to tell you this. Unless we get better on the offensive and defensive lines, we're not going to be any better as a football team.
We've always been good on defense, but
yeah.
Offense.
Yeah. Defensive line was okay. I'm not going to say it was awful, but yeah, we need to get a little better on the offensive line. Well, Mason's going to come back, and he's going to play Fast Five with me. He has no idea what's coming. So, ladies, if you are interested and you want to meet Mason, let me tell you something. Listen to these Fast Five. You'll learn a little bit about him, all right? Mason Bowden's in studio with me. Now, what I normally do with new contestants, I'll call them, our new people in here, we go through a little Fast Five. I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? And you tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. If you have to think about it for a few seconds, that's fine. Don't give me a wrong answer.
Sounds
the thing
good.
That say, the, whatever you say, that's what it's going to stay, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Favorite food?
Steak.
Man, that's a man after my own heart right there. I'll ask you, I'll go a little further. What kind of steak?
I like a New York strip.
I'm okay with that. I'd rather have a ribeye.
Ribeye's good too.
Oh, yeah.
Any cut, really.
Any of it's good, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite steak place?
My grandfather, when he cooks them.
Really?
They're pretty good. I mean, I like cooking my own steaks.
Okay.
It's fun.
But do you go to restaurants?
I've had, what's it called? Perry's.
Yeah.
Perry's was pretty good. Fleming's was pretty good. But
those are too high priced for me, brother.
Longhorn's good.
I like Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse is pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's
good. I liked it.
All right. Second question. When's the last time you've been to the movies? Not at home, not Netflix, but actually going to the movie theater and watching a movie.
It was a couple years ago.
What'd you watch?
It was called Oppenheimer. It was a Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
But it was all right.
So where do you go if you go?
It's in Hoover. It's Patton Creek.
Patton Creek.
AMC.
Yeah. All right. Our third question. When's the last time you sat down and read a book, not all at one time, cover to cover?
Never.
Man, he's still after my own heart. I'm not a reader.
I don't think I've probably done it once.
When's the last time you bought a book? Ever?
Never.
Okay.
Not once.
All right. Pets, dog or cat person?
Dogs.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm not a cat person. Have you got dogs?
We do at home. Got a golden doodle and a shih tzu.
Wow. Names?
Millie and Lucy.
So both girls?
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right. When is the last time you washed your truck by hand?
Actually, I did it probably last spring.
You got me beat, probably. I usually go through the car wash, and I'm particular about which ones I go through, but... all right. So tell me this. You've already told me your favorite form of music, which is country.
Yes, sir.
Favorite artist?
Zach Bryan, or it's either between Zach Bryan and
Ella Langley.
All right. I'm an Ella fan.
I got a buddy of mine. He's a little bit older than you. He's big, Ella Langley. All right. I know we're going past five, but I'm going to ask you a few more. What about... best concert you've ever seen?
Ooh. I would say Luke Bryan, but I haven't been to much.
Luke Bryan?
He was probably the most fun.
Wow. You probably don't really know.
I went to a Raleigh Green one. I forgot about that.
He's from Alabama.
He was pretty good.
Yep. I was actually at a Raleigh Green concert. I told girls yesterday that I was at one of his concerts at Talladega Super Speedway. You probably don't even know who I'm talking about, but the best concert, one of the best I've ever seen, was Toby Keith.
I've been to Hank Jr.
Have you really?
I didn't really like it, though.
You didn't really like it?
Okay. It was good, though. It was all good to see him in person.
All right. If you were going on a date, Mason, would you give the young lady the choices as to what to do? Or are you a planner and you do everything you plan?
I think you have to plan it out first date, probably. I would think so.
You do what?
Can you repeat it again?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm saying, would you ask her what she wanted to do, or would you plan everything and stick to it?
I would plan everything.
You would be the planner.
I mean.
Okay. I mean, that's okay. You know, some women like that. Okay. All right. all right. So have you ever cut class?
Like skip class?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mom and Dad, he's being honest. He's being honest. That's good.
Once or twice.
I hear you. All right. Go to church?
Yes, sir.
Where?
It's called Shannon First Baptist, and it's kind of between Homewood and Hoover. It's right in that area.
You like it? Is that where you grew up in church?
Yes, sir.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, all right. So last question. Out of 16 teams in the SEC, where does Auburn finish this year? If you had to pull out a number, what would you say?
I would say at least top seven.
I was going to say five.
I don't know why they're winning up. Win projection sits in the house.
Now we'll be honest with you. If we get on a roll,
it can.
But our schedule is brutal.
I think it's easier than a lot of others, though.
It is, but the SEC's brutal. Period.
Oh yeah.
Because I mean, you know, how many of our 16 teams do you think will be in the top 25 at one time or another?
More than half.
I would say 10 by the end of the year.
Definitely.
Did you either in or out at some point in time, there'd be 10 of them.
Oh, yeah.
So we got some good coaches. Well, hey, listen, I really appreciate you being in here today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we're going to get together. Now, your favorite food, steak. But what about around here, like for lunches and everything? What do you think would be your favorite? Barbecue, wings, burgers?
I've had the roar probably 5 times since I've been down here.
Probably tired of it, aren't you?
I've had it a lot.
Okay, yeah, that's Lee's favorite, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we will. We'll get Mason back in here with us. Hopefully, going to get him to help us some with high school ball coming up later on this fall too, if he can. So, Mason Bowden, thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.